sun is shining, that the devil's beating his wife around the stump.
I heard he was beating her, but I didn't know where
around
he was beating her
around
the
stump. Yeah, around the stump. Now, what? Where were we before?
I want to know the difference between a gully washer and a flotta shower.
A flotta shower is what I've just described.
The devil
it's raining. It's raining while the sun is still shining, because you pull fodder only when the sun's shining, you see.
Uh-huh.
And if it showers while you're pulling fodder, then it's a fodder shower. And a fodder shower won't drive you in out of the field, because you know if it's a fodder shower, then in a few minutes it'll be over.
Uh-huh.
Now, a gully washer is when the bottom drops out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't drop. A gully washer is brief, is it?
Yeah.
What do you call a heavy rain if it's accompanied by thunder and lightning?
A drizzle is...
Just a rainstorm is...
You don't have a term that specifically means that it has thunder and lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wouldn't ever call it a thunder shower or a thunderstorm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A squall, whatever you say.
No, we wouldn't call it a squall, because that connotes living on the coast.
Uh-huh.
So really, we wouldn't, because, and then through a squall would be accompanied by wind, wouldn't it?
It would to me.
Yeah, but thunder shower is what we would use. That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you always say, it looks like we're going to have some thunder showers.
Uh-huh.
Especially if it's thunder.
Yeah, especially if.
That's right. And after the fact, we refer to it as a thunder shower.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
If somebody says, did the wind blow hard during a squall, you might say, yes, it... What?
It blew up a storm.
Okay. Now, let's see. Which direction is north from here, approximately? North of, that's
right.
What I thought. Okay, now if a wind comes from that direction, what do you call that wind?
A south wind.
Okay. And if the wind comes from halfway between east and south, what would you call it?
Southeast.
Okay, and halfway between?
Southwest.
Okay, and this way? Between north and east?
That'd be a northeast wind.
And that would be a?
Yeah, northwest wind.
Okay.
I get.
Let's see, if a rain is steady but very light, what would you call it?
A drizzle.
And what if it's just a little heavier than that?
A shower.
And what if it's a little heavier than that?
That's right.
Okay. Would you ever use the term sprinkle to mean an apple?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A light sprinkle.
Uh-huh. Well, where would that fit in? Would that be between a drizzle and a shower?
A drizzle is would be in a cloudy situation and prolonged. I mean, it's almost... Well, it's just beyond the fog. But a sprinkle would, the sun could be shining and without it being a fodder shower and be a sprinkle.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then a shower is something that's heavier than that.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. If you looked out the window on a fall morning and you couldn't see very far and it looked as if a cloud had sat down on the earth, what would this stuff be called?
A fog.
Okay, and so you say it was what kind of thing?
Oh, foggy rather. Okay. Foggy outside.
Now, do you make a distinction in your own mind between fog and mist?
Yes, uh-huh. Because mist, as my interpretation of mist is similar to that I distinguished a sprinkle. A mist accompanies sunshine. And a fog is associated with almost complete invisibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can see through a mist, but it's a heavy fog. I guess you'd say a mist would be a light fog, and if the sun's shining and you get a mist, which would almost become a sprinkle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. That's something I never have quite cleared up in my own mind. I know there's a difference, but I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm not sure I could define it.